Usama mwala fwari muze konawe na wefiti tigawa nenge mwabani
Sibu mfiti
Iwe chuma chilipa nkuku na ripa stock feed
Ripa
Yes, ripa stock feed has it all for your broiler chicks Find us at plot number 20554 Chinika Industrial Area off Mumba Road, Lusaka. In all outlets, look around for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
News Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Government's one licensing policy meets resistance. Oxfam calls for urgent overhaul of drought response strategy. Thai court removes Prime Minister over leaked phone call with Cambodian leader.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogima Timothy Jilalam. The government has disclosed that it has continued to face some resistance from stakeholders in the implementation of the one licensing policy. In 2021, the government had pledged to implement the one licensing policy with the aim of reducing the cost of doing and registering a business. And member and Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipokam Lenga, has charged that despite this, the government is on course with implementing this policy by the first quarter of 2026. Mr. Mlenga explains that it is important to ensure that this policy is implemented, especially that the cost of doing business has continued to rise. He says that the ministry is expected to table the proposal before the next cabinet sitting and later avail the proposal to the public scrutiny and table it before parliament.
Well, as you may be aware, many of these licenses, some of them have been acts of parliament. It's not about the sitting government making a decision alone. So once cabinet approves it, then we take it to cabinet, to parliament, when parliament just opens. And our belief is that cabinet, parliament will approve some other legislations that they have to approve, or cabinet also facilitates what we is within our mandate. So in the first quarter of this year, of the end of this year, we can... the public can have the document that we're talking about. But to preempt to you, what we're trying to do is that, look, let's say, for instance, there are about four or five licenses, one costing 5,000, one costing 3,000, one costing 2,000. We want to collapse all these licenses into one trading license.
The Zambia Police Service has confirmed the arrest of Indian businessman Udit Sadhu in Abu Dhabi through the assistance of Interpol. Police spokesperson Reha Monga told Millennium Radio that Mr. Sadhu, director of Sun Pharmaceuticals with significant business interest in Zambia, has been detained pending extradition and deportation to Zambia. Mr. Monga says more details will be made available once the suspect arrives in Zambia, but explains that the arrest followed a red corner notice issued on 16th August 2025 by the Zambia police. The case stems from a protracted legal dispute between the Sadhu and the Kalenga families over control of Sun Pharmaceuticals, in which the latter lodged a complaint with the Zambia police.
Oh, okay, yes, he was arrested in the arrest place. He's in Abu Dhabi after red notice position from the police. Our counterparts under Interpol that they're having. So further details will be given to you as the investigations progress.
Meanwhile, the Kalenga family has dismissed reports suggesting that Mr. Sadhu and his father, Mr. Vinod Sadhu, were cleared of wrongdoing in Zambia, describing such claims as false and misleading. Family representative Elizabeth Kalenga told Millennium Radio that the two remain wanted by the Zambia Police Service on charges of fraud, forgery and illegal appropriation of company property linked to Sun Pharmaceuticals Limited. She said the Interpol notice against the Sadhu Barbados was issued after vigorous review by the international law enforcement experts and dismissed allegations that it was motivated by a personal vendetta.
In fact, both Udit and Vinod Sadu remain wanted persons in Zambia for criminal charges relating to fraud, forgery, and illegal appropriation of company property. Thirdly, as pertains to the civil judgment versus the criminal accountability, while the family of Vinod Sadu has relied on technicalities in certain civil proceedings, this does not erase criminal liability. The Sadu family has failed to provide any evidence to both PACRA and the Zambia Police Service on how they became owners of Sun Pharmaceuticals Limited. PACRA had written to the Sadu family and issued a government gazette notice demanding that the family produces documentation on how they attained ownership of Sun Pharmaceuticals Limited.
Oxfam Zambia has urged the government to overhaul its drought response strategy, warning that last year's slow and reactive measures left millions vulnerable. Oxfam says there's need to shift from crisis management to long-term resilience planning through investment in irrigation, food reserves and climate smart agriculture in order to shield citizens from another humanitarian disaster. Oxfam Humanitarian Programs Manager T. Pontini says last year's response demonstrated both the potential and the limitations of coordinated humanitarian action. He, however, notes that the response also revealed significant structural and operational challenges, particularly in sub-national coordination, inclusive targeting, logistics, and data systems. Mitantini adds that limited funding for some clusters, especially protection and risk communication and community engagement, constrained the breadth of impact in areas with evident needs. He says these challenges underscore the importance of institutionalizing emergency preparedness, improving sub-national coordination structures, and integrating inclusive disability-sensitive approaches across all sectors.
A lot of work can have inspiring effects on other services. Just what have you want? You have a lot of communication that I have in that situation. You also have to be for it as well. Sustainable sanitation services, healthy sanitation services require a lot. You can't ask people to practice good hygiene if they don't have access to adequate clean water for them to practice good hygiene. And so people resort to accessing unsafe water for drinking, for domestic use, and that kind of thing.
Transparency International Zambia says the United Party for National Development, UPND, has in the last 4 years performed poorly in delivering on its anti-corruption and good governance promises. TIZ chapter president Priscilla Chansa told journalists during a media briefing in Lusaka today that the organization's independent assessment of the administration's performance scored the government at only 2.1 out of 5. She said the review, which analyzed 12 key promises in the UPND's 2021-2026 manifesto, showed low ratings across 9 areas, including asset declaration and lifestyle audits. Mrs. Chansa noted that while progress had been made in strengthening the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, increasing funding and enacting the Access to Information Act, there were still glaring weaknesses. She explains that corruption cases involving ruling party members were treated differently from those involving opposition figures, a trend that has fueled perceptions of selective justice and impunity. She further highlighted the weakest performance areas were the declaration of assets and wealth, which scored 1.6 out of 5, and lifestyle audits of 1.8 out of 5, as no comprehensive legislation or consistent implementation had been put in place.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Tobacco Board of Zambia has urged all tobacco growers and sponsors to complete registration for the 2025 season by October 31st, 2025. TBZ Manager Corporate Affairs and Communications Lee Hamunji says growers who miss the deadline will still be able to register between November 1st and December 31st, 2025, but with penalties under the Tobacco Act. Mr. Hamunji has further urged growers to follow strict necessary hygiene and chemical application standards to ensure health party siblings, noting that necessary inspections will be carried out to verify compliance with seabed preparation.